Everybody only roll with bone, my gang. Look at to where they lay. When playing with destiny, play too deep for me to say. Little lazy came to me, told me if he should have ceased, then please bury me by my grand. And when you can't come follow
God bless
me.
You, working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face. But he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace for the case to raise without a chance to face the judge. And I guess my soul won't budge. Grudge because there's no mercy for thugs. Oh, what can I do? It's all about our family and how we roll. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We living our lives to eternal, our soul. Ayo.
Hey, and we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray. Still we late.
Now follow me, roll, stroll. Where there is tell of his heaven. Come, let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone. There is Wally, Easy, Terry, Boo. It's steadily creeping up with our family. Exactly how many days we got lasting. While you laughing, we're passing
so
away.
So y'all go rest your souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know y'all forever got love from the phone those days.
Now Easy's long gone. Really wish you could come home, but when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All a little thug could do is cry while they kill my dog. And man, I miss my Uncle Charles, yo. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. Whether the taboo was wrong.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Miss Nani singing See You at the Crossroads. Wow, that was so good. Oh my gosh. Valk, what'd you think? Valky? Uh-oh.
She was just here, I swear.
I know. I heard Starbucks. Valk, are you here? Uh-oh. We might have lost her again.
Sky, you're going to have to be Valk then.
Okay. Oh, she's here.
She's here.
Can you hear us? What'd you think of Nani?
That's cool how here and here are like homonyms.
I think she might be typing. I'll go for now. This was super professional sounding to me. I thought this was like, this could be like a legit like, wow, like gospel single or something. The flow was so awesome. I think her vocals were like super smooth on this. Not that they're like never not, but like for some reason I think she was like going for more smooth than normal Nani, and I really liked it.
She was particularly smooth.
particularly smooth. Sorry, I have Skittles in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
They're delicious. Hmm?
Nothing.
Okay.
She says, it was hot. It was nothing hot. Nothing else to say.
I need to send her the next part.
I'll go.
Go.
This was awesome, Nani. This is one of my favorites of the night. Definitely. I had to look up the song, like, while you're recording, I had to look up the original version, just because it's originally sung by Akon, and, like, I did not get that vibe at all. Like,
Oh my gosh, totally
Akon? Made it your own.
No way.
I know, but she totally did her own thing with it, wow. Like, and it worked so well, the raps, like, yeah, like, it sounded like a black, you know, sassy gospel, and it was so awesome,
yeah.
Like, the producing, everything. This is like probably top two or top three of mine for tonight.
Oh, for sure. This one was like, okay, mm-hmm. The harmonies where she was going all high and stuff, wow, I loved it. It sounded like a legit gospel choir. And did you hear, was I hearing wrong? Because I was listening to the words, right? And I was just like, yeah, Nani, I pray too. But, like, someone, like, killed her dog in the song. She was like, someone killed my dog. And I was so sad about your dog. And I kept on hearing, I kept on, like, listening harder. Because I was like, wait, did they really kill your dog? But, yeah.
I think they were talking about, like meeting up in heaven or something, and how
the only line
I remember is why God wants us to live only to die.
Yeah, but I liked it a lot. I liked it a real lot. So yeah,
it was good, Nani. Sorry, we're rushing it.
Yeah, we're rushing because Doc has to go.
Doc has to go. But Doc's not here though.
No, she's listening to Autumn right now. That's why.
Okay.
Up next is Autumn, but first I have to say that this was given to Nani by Dylan Collins.
I think
Dylan just wanted to hear Nani good rap.
Yeah, thank you, Dylan, for choosing.
You notice he just gives some rap sometimes. Okay, let's move on. Up next is Autumn, and she is going to be singing Nothing.
Up Last, too.
Yeah, Up Last is Autumn, and she's going to be singing Nothing by The Script.
Okay, I'm going to listen. Wait, I don't have it. Oh, yeah, I do.
Better off dead? Am I better off a quitter? They say I'm better off now than I ever was with her. As they take me to my local down the street, I'm smiling but I'm dying, trying not to drag my feet. They say a few drinks will help me to forget her, but after one too many, I know that I'm never. Only they can't see where this is gonna end. They all think I'm crazy, but to me it's perfect sense. And my mates are all there trying to calm me down, cause I'm shouting your name all over town. I'm swearing if I go there now, I can change your mind, turn it all around. And I know that I'm drunk, but I'll say the words. She'll listen this time, even though they're slurred. Dial the number and confess to her, I'm still in love, but all I heard was nothing. So I stumble there along the railings and the fences. I know if we're face to face, it should come to her senses. Every drunk step I take leads me to her door. If she sees how much I'm hurting, she'll take me back for sure. And my mates are all there trying to calm me down, cause I'm shouting your name all over. town. I'm swearing if I go there now, I can change your mind, turn it all around. And I know that I'm drunk, but I'll say the words. She'll listen this time, even though this slurred. Dial the number and confess to her, I'm still in love, but all I heard was nothing. She said nothing. Oh, I wanted words, but all I heard was nothing, nothing. Oh, I got nothing, I got nothing. I wanted words, but all I heard was nothing. Sometimes love's intoxicating. Oh, you're coming down, your hands are shaking. When you realize there's no one waiting, am I better off dead? Am I better off a quitter? And my mates are all there trying to calm me down, cause I'm shouting your name all over town. I'm swearing if I go there now, I can change your mind, turn it all around. And I know that I'm drunk, but I'll say the words. She'll listen this time, even though they're slurred. Dial the number and confess to her, I'm still in love, but all I heard was nothing. She said nothing. Oh, I wanted words, but all I heard was nothing. Nothing. She said nothing. She said I wanted words, but all I heard was nothing. Nothing. I got nothing.
And that was Autumn singing Nothing by The Script. Yeah. Okay, I will start Autumn. Autumn said in her email that she's actually really sick. And so, and she also is at a different place. Like, it's hard for her to record now because she lives with a small child. And so, like, and the kid goes to sleep early and stuff. And so, like, I was really impressed that she was able to get this in. And, like, the sickness, like, I didn't really I couldn't tell you were sick at all, except I think it added a little bit more, like, breathiness to your voice, which was really pretty. Like, it's not a bad thing at all. I thought it was really pretty. So I really liked it. I don't think I've ever heard this song before, and I thought it was, like, a really emotional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never heard this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I Where you been? Oh. Gotta listen to 102.7 Kiss FM with Kiss Ryan FM. Seacrest.
Dude, I miss Kiss FM. I am.
Do they listen to that on the East Coast? Yeah, California.
No idea, but it's everywhere.
Because I know they have it in Korea. Which they is do? Like, what the hell?
No way.
Well, on like this, on the it's on the military stations, but
that's so yeah. cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I used to listen to Kiss. I used to listen to Star 98.7 a lot and K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
K-R-O-Q.
Yes, I love K-R-O-Q. I used to go to Almost Acoustic Christmas every year. I would win the tickets. Anyway.
Autumn's like, okay.
Autumn's like, my critique, please. I thought your runs were really pretty. I don't think this was a screw at all. I don't know what the person who gave you the song was thinking. Because this was not... Like, it doesn't seem like it was a difficult song to do, really. And it was just not a screw, so good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read, Valk wrote up a critique.
Uh-huh.
Let me scroll to it.
Oh, Valk's not here, by the way.
Yeah, Valk's not here. She had to go from Starbucks, but she listened to this song. Well, yeah, and she left a critique for you, Autumn. And it is this. I think it was a risk to do a piano backtrack, considering how iconic, to me at least, that Rachelle DeLeuze piano cover of this is. And it's hard for me not to compare it to hers, but I'll try not to. I think there could have been a lot more emotion to this, though. Like, all of the notes voice-wise were super pretty, but I felt a major lack of emotion, and I feel like with a piano backtrack for this song, the emotion has to really be, like, the focal point. Raw. I would have preferred you to do the original version of this, to be honest, but this sounded really pretty. My main note is I wish there were a lot more emotion. That's what...
Dang, that was a really good read.
What?
No, like sometimes when you read things, it's like you've taken, like, that's like a speech. Anyway, sorry.
I stumbled a whole bunch. Dude, I took speech and debate. If my speech teacher heard me read like that, like swallowing and stuff, she would have, like, slapped me. She'd be like, what are you doing?
So, with the ruler?
Yes, with a textbook.
Textbook.
What do you think, Blackjack? I didn't realize Rochelle had an iconic version of this. I must hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that Rochelle has, like, a piano backtrack version of this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I kind of want to see, I'm kind of curious to see how it would sound to the original as well. Autumn, I think, just always generally sounds really pretty when she sings.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given. I think this was a horrible screw too. This was not a screw at all. This song, I actually knew this song. I was familiar with it. And it kind of, like, brought me back into, like, because I'm so used to hearing weird songs, especially this round. I was like, oh,
you're,
yeah,
so
there's
used
no
to Rise,
song.
Rebel, Resist, and all that. But...
Yeah.
Oh, there's pretty songs in the world? What?
Like, yeah, exactly. So it kind of, like, brought me down there. But yeah, this wasn't bad. I think after what we've heard, I think you should be good.
Yeah, you should definitely.
And I'm
be
glad
good
that you ended up submitting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Props to Autumn for real, because she's.
We don't like quitters, huh, Sky?
Yeah.
That's a new term.
That's a new term?
Yeah, Dylan just announced it like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And so if
no,
Dylan announced it,
there's no more
real,
droppers.
Then.
There's only. There are no droppers, just quitters.
Wow.
Yeah.
No droppers.
I like
quitters.
It.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't want to be a quitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only had one drop, which was Russ. I know I said that before, but I'm just...
No.
Quitter. We only want one quitter. Haha. You see how bad I am at this? It's just like that game.
Hey, it just
where
started.
It like...
I'll give you a couple days.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I'll get it. I don't know. I'm so bad. Okay. We're going to go discuss results. So we'll be back. Okay. Sorry.
What are you going to do with it now, though? It can't sit on your desk all day.
No. I'll throw it away. My Skittle fell
okay.
on the floor, people. And now I won't eat it. Okay.
Oh, are you recording?
I just started when you were like, now what are you going to do with it? I was like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. We're back with result.
Yes.
This was super hard.
You don't sound so happy, Sky. Yeah.
This was super hard. Like, we talked about this for a long time when Balk was here, too, actually. In the chat.
And even after she left, too.
And even after she left, we were still, like, debating because oh my gosh. I hate cutting people so much. Mm-hmm. Valk likes the blood. Valk should be here.
Valk has a heart, though, too. We established that this episode.
Yeah, she does. She takes pity on the screwers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did Ambie's Simply the Best point system, where we all put our list together and we figured that out, and we all agreed on our bottom two. So
let's start with the top. Get a tie.
We did have a tie for first tonight, with the same score, obviously, since the tie was Margo. Yeah, Mr. Sister. And Nani. Yay.
Congrats, you too.
Congrats, ladies.
Margo's probably like, oh my god, what the,
I can just see her little, like, cutesy faces that she makes in the chat. I love Margo.
Picture, yeah, she's like lying down listening to this with, like, an ice pack on her throat. Trying to heal.
Heal soon, Margo.
Heal, yeah, get well soon.
Get well soon. Do you want to say who was...
Yeah.
Okay.
Third. Third this week is Soyala.
Yeah, Soyala.
Congrats, Soyala. Yay.
Congrats, girl. So much for all these girls rapping and being screwed over with rap songs, right? I think everyone who raps kind of gets in the top. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just happens. I have no idea why.
I'm sad. I don't think we'll be hearing any more rap from now until the rest of the competition.
I know.
But it's okay. We got a good amount of rap. Like, I'm content with the amount of rap we've gotten.
Yeah. I was thinking for the finale. I don't know if people would want to hear this. But I'm just going to
say
it.
Sky, you're going to rap?
No. I was just saying for the finale. I don't know if people would want this or not. But it's like a thing. And depending on the response of the people, you know, in the finale, we're going to be able to screw the contestants. But it'd be fun maybe if the contestants could come up with one pick for each of us. So, like, Valk has to get screwed, I have to get screwed, and Blackjack has to get screwed.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, no. We'll have to think about that one.
Or we could just...
I'm probably going to get fucking like the same one Copper guy.
Dude, yeah, believe in yourself, Blackjack, because I believe in you. You are becoming a really epic singer. No, for real.
I can't even record Enya right now. I'm like,
Oh my gosh,
Enya. I still have to do that.
Don't talk about Enya. No, I'm kidding. I like Enya.
I liked Enya. No, I kind of still like Enya.
I just think it's like songs, so you hard have to have like effects and stuff, and I suck. Okay. Anyway.
There's like so many layers and everything. Okay, take it.
Okay. Next up, because it's like the point value system of all of our list. Whatever. We had Autumn. So yay, Autumn. Woo. You're safe.
Sky said point value system because Autumn wasn't next on her list personally. But I'm kidding.
I think she was, but I'm not gonna like disclose. Anyway. Well, I can't.
Autumn, next up to be safe is Sassia. Congrats, Sassia.
And then...
I like Sassia.
Me too. She's super sweet.
Hope she comes on VTV tomorrow. Or today.
Oh my gosh. You should totally get her on.
Yeah.
Sassia
and Audrey. Anyway.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, next on the list. I keep on wanting to say the scores, which is bad. Melly! Melly, you're safe! Yay, Melly!
Yay! And we judged you by your
The worst song was your placement.
Okay. Can I say who? All right, so there's three people left.
Yes, there is.
Can I say who's safe?
That means I have to do the cutting, and I hate cutting.
Rochelle Euler, you are safe. Dun, dun, dun. You are safe, Rochelle. Congrats.
Rochelle, congratulations. I don't like
this. I'm happy.
This is the worst bottom two we've ever had on this show. Not like you personally did the worst, but it's like, this is so hard. Because like
I think everyone like who's in the competition even would agree that this is like really, like we have some, it's like some of the best competitors on VH.
Yeah.
Like everybody is left.
And like we legitimately discussed this for like ever.
But I like, though, even though these are some of the best competitors, I think they could still be screwed. Nani has yet to be screwed, but I think she'll have her day. Her day will come when she least expects it, too. It'll be like the semifinals or something.
Oh, man.
Like, no.
Well, that would... I think she could be screwed. I think everyone has the potential to be screwed.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You guys got to do better with your song.
Nobody's perfect.
I don't want to say let down. I thought the songs were going to be worse than they actually were.
I thought
from
so
all the
too.
Complaining I,
really I
heard in the chat. Everyone's like, "Rain." I'm like, "Oh my god, these aren't even bad. Come on."
Did you hear that, Demon? Okay.
Oh my god, yeah.
So yeah, we discussed this for a long time and we're only cutting one person. I don't know if we said that. Because basically, just like with every other time where we had someone do a double song, we cut one. And we also had a drop, so we can only cut one.
We had a quitter.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm not really not mad. I'm just.
I know. I love you. I'm sorry. And kind of, we agreed on the bottom two, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
We mentioned the bottom two yet?
Yeah, the bottom two are Dylan and Snowfender.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't like this.
Yeah, I didn't like this either. So, do you want to do it?
Oh, I said Rochelle was safe.
Okay, fine.
You got this guy.
Okay, I'm really, really sorry because this really sucks because I would rather not cut anyone this week since, like, I think even though people had hard screws, everyone came through really well with what they did. You know, like, nobody sucked. And, but we have to say goodbye to somebody. So this week we are going to be cutting Snowfender. I'm sorry, Snow. I really loved what you've done on this show. I think, like, you're so amazing. Like,
yeah.
So amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We just, we felt that your potential could have been, it was, I don't know, like, you could have done more with it.
Yeah, it was the hardest cut ever. And I don't know. You've done such good things on this show. I was just like, oh my goodness. And this was not bad at all. It was just like.
That's the thing. That's the thing. I guess because I guess people were confused about the judging style, and this kind of like cements it.
Yeah,
we are going to be taking into account the severity of your screw. Well, okay.
I didn't.
Valk will. I know. Sky will do more of the vocal. Valk will do more of the screw, and then I'll be in the middle. I like that. I like that.
That makes every camp happy, huh? Well, I think that's just how we were doing from the beginning, because our lists are always kind of a little bit different, but we always end up with the same bottoms. So I think we're on the same page as judges for the most part. And I'm so sorry. This was an amazing episode, guys. Thank you all for submitting. I'm going to be sending out your next songs tomorrow, tonight. Tomorrow night.
Tonight.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else to say. I just wanna say thank you for everybody who was like super sweet to me, and because I had a little bit of a hard time this week. So thank you guys for keeping with me and being really supportive and sweet, because that was like amazing to me and I wasn't expecting that, and I didn't deserve that, so thank you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Blackjack. You were like.
We love you, Sky. Yeah.
You were like really amazing and just, yeah. You are a problem solver.
It's getting all. We're getting all like mushy.
This is emotional. Okay, we should probably just end this episode.
We love you guys.
I love you guys. I love you so much. I just do.
I'm excited for next week.
Me too.
Okay.
Good night.